So, Dad, I just hope, you know, as you're trudging through your miserable existence, that you know that you're not alone.
Family man. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, the sun is shining, and even though I do have my winter coat on, it looks like it's going to be a good day. It's not those same warm temperatures that we had last week, but it's, you know, it's sunshine does about a good, you know. And in fact, last night I cut my grass for the first time, so that was a big deal. That's always kind of a mile marker for the season.
I'm still pretending I don't have to.
I assume it's starting to get up there, though, yeah, right?
But we've had a bunch of rain, and our yard doesn't cut well with rain, so.
I hear you. Yeah, I don't like to cut when the grass is wet either, so. And this is Big Trash Weekend, so that's exciting for the Wilson family. We usually miss it. I don't know, for some reason, you know, like the town of Milford says you can bring all your junk down to the, about 3 blocks from our house, and they'll have a bunch of dumpsters set out and you can fill them up. And I mean, I always look forward to it, but like they write it on your little water bill. And so whoever looks at their water bill, because it's the same every single month. But this year we're ready. It's a 3-dayer. So,
my kids, you like throw out couches and stuff.
Oh, you can throw out anything. So we've got stuff, you know, things that just have kind of piled up, that you're like, the trash man won't take it. And the one who's really got to take advantage of it is Ike and Carolyn, because, their house, you know, across the street, you know, they've been doing all the drywall. They've taken out all the windows, and they've got, you know, when they got the house, had a couch in it. And so, all that's going. In fact, they even stopped at their house and said, hey, I don't know if you know, but we're having Big Trash Day. So that's super exciting. And that'll be so fun to get that out, because Ike's house, I mean, they're ready on Monday. They start finished drywalling. I mean, so wow. We hung, Abe and Ike and the rest of the boys have all hung the drywall. Ike's got it all wired up and, you know, plumbed up. The furnace is in. They did it almost really. They built the house. I mean, because, I mean, every wire was done. They had to dig, they put in a well. They had to run a gas line. The only thing that was still there was the electrical came in, but they've rewired the entire thing. I mean, all the wires is going to have a new panel. And so the drywall's hung, and somebody else is coming in to finish it. And they start on Monday. So. And amazing. I'm not even going to be here this weekend for Big Trash Weekend, because my daughter Maggie and I were heading over to Sioux Falls, South Dakota for the Minnesota homeschool convention. Because apparently they can't have it in Minnesota, because Minnesota is
burning,
still in crazy town. I know it.
Weird.
I know.
We're not talking about that this week.
I know it, but you have to. No. I just got an email yesterday, last night, that Michigan State Homeschool Convention that they were planning to have was canceled. You know, so come on, America. It's time to move on. In fact, Scott, my family didn't shine very much. There's a couple of them. We were at Culver's, which, you know, they've been open for a while, and they do have their seats kind of pulled apart, and we didn't wear masks in, and there was a couple sitting at the giant table, you know, by themselves, and they were just about finished, you know, we kind of hovered there, because you got to be a vulture when you're trying to get tables. You got to be ready, because some other person will take them if you're not. And so my wife and son, they were kind of like ready to pounce on it, and my wife said, oh, we're going to take your seat. Sorry. And she goes, and the lady puts on her mask, and she goes, do you mind standing back because you're not wearing a mask? And my wife goes, well, we've already had it. And Letty goes, that doesn't matter. And I'm like, oh no, here it goes. Ugh. And so my wife and one of my sons, they decided to say some things and the lady wouldn't let it go. So she's walking out still saying things. So
wow,
it was not pleasant. So it wasn't super ugly, but the tension was there for at least 30 seconds.
So in that situation, do you just sort of like shrink back like you don't exist? Or
no, I'm usually going, come on, guys. We're not going to do this. I don't know. That's what Ben was saying. He said, you know, there should be some phrases online that, like how to respond to people like that. Be filled and be blessed.
I just want to pretend like things could be normal. I want to crawl in my hole and just not see anyone today.
You said you don't want to?
I do want to just crawl in a hole and stay away from everyone. I want to go to my happy place or something, man. I'm done
with
the world.
You mean when those kind of, yeah. I feel like it's a little bit like it's up to me to just be normal. You know, like to give other people courage, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, so we're heading off to South Dakota because whatever, Minnesota apparently won't let us in. So that's Maggie and I are driving to South Dakota. She's kind of going kicking and screaming. I don't think she really wants to go because it's amazing how close we are to South Dakota. I mean, it's like a 10-hour drive, which is
that's not
nothing.
Close.
Nothing. Well, you know, I mean, I've kind of figured that even to fly anywhere, because we have to drive 3 hours to get to the airport, you know, we have to fly into somewhere and we have a couple hours, you know. And so if you're not under 10 hours, then it doesn't do you any good to fly. Because for us, it allows us when we drive to take a lot of stuff with us because we'll have a big, you know, we'll have lots of stuff.
You breaking out the RV yet?
Not yet. I mean, I've backed it out. I've started it up, but I'm not ready to take it out. I told my wife's like, why don't we just drive it? Why don't you just take it there? You know, we could all go. And I'm like, well, we could. But when it's just an out and back, it just feels like a lot of effort, you know, just to go and stay in a hotel, you know, when you're there, because then you got to think about parking it. Because it used to be when we'd leave, we would leave and then stay out for 3 months, and it made total sense then. So I don't know, we're still trying to figure that out. So you're getting close to the wedding. How many weeks left?
A month.
Oh, is it still a month?
What's today, the 14th?
Today's the 14th.
So a month from tomorrow is the wedding.
Wow.
We moved Abby's stuff into William's apartment this weekend.
Oh, really? Wow. That's always sobering.
Yeah. And three trips to Columbus and back for me. So
yeah,
I was ready to be done being in the car.
See, you could have been to South Dakota.
Yeah.
By then.
Not quite, but.
Well, not for you, but maybe I could have. So are you at this point where, I know we kind of talked about it last week, are you at the point where you're just kind of done talking about it all? You know, ready to like, okay, let's pull the trigger. Let's do this or not.
Somewhat, you know, it's just funny now because we're watching them. So he's never had a roommate. Like, I mean, he's got, they have a big family, but he had his own room his whole life.
Really?
And Abby's never had her own room. She's always had her little sister in there. I mean, she had her own room when she was really little, but she doesn't remember that. Maybe she does.
She's the oldest. Of course she had her own room.
Exactly. So watching them go through those things of, you know, merging two lives together, you know, when it's his apartment that she's moving into, and watching him be like, but wait, I like that picture on the wall. And she's like, well, it's
a Michael Jordan.
Yeah. That kind of thing.
And
you just want to gently say to him, look, dude, it's not your house anymore. Just get used to it.
It's over. Do you love that memento? Toss it.
Well, you're going to have to put it in a box until you can have a big enough house to have a man cave, and then you can have all your junk in there, and your wife will never come in there.
Exactly. And they'll frequently talk about how they're going to torch it when you're gone. You know, all your memories.
And they're learning how
big
to communicate.
Big dumpster, big Milford trash day.
Yes. And they're learning how to communicate and how they communicate and what it means when the mother-in-law says one thing and it doesn't mean she hates you. It's just, you're learning to communicate, you know, and things are, it's just, you know, all that fun stuff of getting married and you just got to work through it or kill each other.
So. And sometimes it's a fine line. It's a fine line. Well, hey, I got a, we need to pray for Howard. Howard sent me a message and said that he and his family have COVID right now. And he said, it's hitting us hard. He said, anything, because he asked us if we had had it. And he said, anything you found helpful? Worst case scenario, he says, I die from this, having my body cremated and then have my ashes put in an egg timer so I can still participate in game nights. So I thought that was really very clever, Howard. So Howard, and we're praying for you. And you're going to be okay on the other side. You're gonna be okay. So,
yep.
So anyway, but it's been a hard week at the Wilson house. We're coming out of it. Maybe it's because the sun is shining and we hit early. You know, Scott, have you ever noticed? I don't know. Have you ever noticed that parenting is hard?
No, I've never noticed that. Tell me more.
Okay. Well, you know, it just feels like in parenting, you hit these peaks and valleys, or where you're just going along real pleasantly, kind of enjoying life, feeling good about your kids, feeling good about everything. And then all of a sudden, boom, you know, something explodes. And, you know, it's not like one of those things where they just have a bad attitude, but maybe one of those, I don't know if you've experienced this, Scott, but, you know, where you might have a kid and they look at you and you know maybe they've seen something they shouldn't, or been somewhere they shouldn't, or done something they shouldn't. And all of a sudden you have that really yucky feeling, you know, like, oh no.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Yeah, it's not very fun. Well, we kind of had like a double whammy this week. It wasn't necessarily that, but it was just, I don't know, you know, it's boy girl stuff and I don't know. But so we had some of those tense conversations, you know, with tears and, you know, you, a lot of drama. You hate me, you know, that kind of stuff. But we've had good conversations. And, you know, I don't know.
Grab that kid and bring him on the show. We'll talk about him.
Oh, it's not just one. It was two this
bring
time.
Bring them both. It'll be fine.
But I kind of get comfort knowing. I know my wife is like, because then it puts stress on the two of you, you know, where you're like looking at each other or, well, actually, it's not me looking at her. It's her looking at me thinking, you've let us down. You know, this wouldn't have happened if you had taken care of this when they were three, you know, or all these, you know, bad habits that I've given my kids or allowed us to fall into.
Yeah, I get that look fairly often. But I still look at my sons in particular. My daughters are wonderful, too. I look at my sons and I'm like, they're so much better than me. I mean, I get mad at them for stuff, but they're so much better than I was.
You know, and that's a good perspective. Or you know, like I'll remind my wife, this is normal. You know, this is not abnormal.
Just because we aren't going to win the Homeschooler of the Year award, I mean, they're still light years better than I was at that age.
It doesn't. There is no Homeschooler of the Year or Kid of the Year or
the Dr. Dobson Christian Family of the Year Award, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. You know, and
it doesn't.
It's
exist.
Just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You know, and whether you're Dr. Dobson, I mean, he's had heartbreak with kids, and they have all. Everybody's had heartbreak with kids and struggled with kids, and I know. And well, this is what made me think about it, because sometimes I hope, dads, you never get the impression that I don't have it hard, because I do. I mean, I have it good. I do have it good. I feel very full. But there's not a dad out there listening who doesn't have it hard, because, I mean, I get letters all the time. I've had them this week from dads who are like, they just don't know what to do. You know, their kids are doing things. And again, I hope you don't get the impression that you know, Todd's big issues are, you know, his kid didn't clean up his room. He had to ask him twice or something like that. That ain't the truth. you know, we're all in the same, and that gives me, that comforts me. I don't know if you ever feel that way, Scott, but even like you just said, you know, they're way ahead of where you were. I guess I could even get comfort that they are where we were, you know, because all those things that we think now, I surely didn't think them back then, you know, and some of the things that I am thankful that they haven't done some of the things that I've done.
Oh, I was just going to say, I've seen behind the curtain here. I know Todd's life is a mess, so he's as bad as me. He just doesn't let you know.
I've seen his rap sheet. He's called me before and say, Scott, can you come down and bail me out?
We've cried on each other's shoulders here.
That's right. That's right. But anyway, so Dad, I just hope, you know, as you're trudging through your miserable existence, that you know that you're not alone. Because it felt that way. I mean, not a miserable existence, but I guess, you know, we've talked in the past that we dads, we need to remind our wives of the truth. You know, I had to do some of that, just reminding my wife that, hey, this is normal. This is not abnormal, you know, and we're not abnormal. We can't keep them. We can't protect them always. We can't help them make every right decision. In fact, some of these decisions are part of what God uses to make right decisions later. And aren't we thankful that they have parents who are able to put into their life so they don't continue to make these things? Because, you know, some of our kids, I don't know about your kids, but my kids are so naive, wonderfully naive, really. They just don't realize where certain things can lead or some, you know, they just don't, they don't see it. And where I see, you know, this road careening off a precipice, and I don't think we've ever used the word precipice on this show before. Add that to the list. Off a precipice, you know, they just see it as, what's the big deal? And so, and one of the areas that we're dealing with is, you know, just technology. My wife said again, she goes, are we just stupid for giving, you know, our 14-year-old, he has an old iPhone that can't do anything. And he turned 15, and part of his phone can't make phone calls. And so he wanted a phone that would make phone calls, you know, and he's like, he's looking at a phone that costs $700. I'm like, you're not getting a $700 phone. So don't even think that. And so, you know, we reeled him in tons, and then this led to more conversation of, you know, we're just not going to let you do some of these things because technology, you know, our youngest two really has just gotten a hold of them, not just playing video games, because we kind of limit that. But even watching people play video games, have your kids any of them ever done this, Scott?
A little bit. Like the,
I mean, YouTube, I don't know what to draw. Stuff. Yeah. They follow certain people,
yeah.
You know, or they'll, you know, they have an app on the phone that they can be a part of, like this group. They don't really necessarily interact with all these people, but they get notifications that says, you know, kid in the basement just posted his next whatever. And so they feel like they have to watch them. So we just basically said, you're not going to do that anymore. And I know you like doing it. You're not going to do it anymore. Because my kids were asking my wife like constantly, hey mom, can we look at your phone? And it wasn't just that. It was like Dude Perfect videos or the Lego, whatever came out in Lego, and you know, which is fine. It's not bad, but it's just constant. And it really has kind of drained off their creativity and doing other things. And I don't know. So we kind of fought that little battle at the same time. And, you know, they were, that conversation went pretty good. I thought it would be ugly and some emotion came to the top, but it wasn't too bad. So we're going to try to pull that in too. So
good luck.
I know it, but it's up to us dads. I mean, if we don't, you know, we have to keep fighting that battle because I know, even the way you said it, Scott, you know, good luck. I feel that way sometimes. I'm like, I want to assume the best. And sometimes it just sounds too hard. It sounds too hard to you know, to have to make rules again. And, you know, the old rules didn't work and weren't we weren't very consistent in the old rules. So why do the new rules? And yeah, I'll just yell at them, you know, or get off your phone. And my wife's like, we need to have, you know, consistent things. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Feels like you're describing my family because that's exactly how we are. Like, oh, yeah, yeah. The rules. We had rules once.
Yeah.
And maybe we should put those in place again.
You know, and maybe that, you know, because I know some people will say, oh, you make rules, but you don't keep them. Maybe that's part of being a dad, that we make rules and we don't keep them as well as we should. And then we make them again. And then we just keep coming back to it. As opposed to just saying, you're right, we don't, so let's just not.
Have you resorted to my line where I'm like, just wait, one of these days you're going to have a kid? Like, that's, I've resorted to that far too often now with my, especially with my oldest son, where I'm just like, yeah, good luck. When you're a dad and you have a kid who's doing this to you, then you'll call me and you'll understand.
And, you know, that really sobers them up, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't have the desire.
They just can't even imagine. They can't even imagine. It's like, you know, what's the big deal? Again, you know, that's, and as I mentioned, that's part of the issue. Because, you know, we'll say to our kids, hey, you know, is this an appropriate thing to be doing right now? And they're like, what's wrong with it?
Yeah, they don't know.
And I'm like, and so my wife will see it as, their hearts are hardened. They don't, you know. And I'm like, no, I just don't think they have a perspective.
They're just young and stupid.
Yeah. And they don't really, they don't see even sometimes a wickedness in it. Or that, you know, it's kind of like watching a show. And we've talked, a little bit about this. My kids and I, we have Disney Plus and we're, you know, they've been watching the Falcon Winter Soldier. And I try to preview it first because for my younger kids, it has some language. And so I try to preview so I know where to mute it or skip. But, you know, there are agendas and all these things. And whether it's to make, you know, America look tarnished because, you know, we live in an age right now where the good guys are the bad guys and the bad guys are the good guys. But my younger kids, they don't see those things. And it's not because they're hardened. It's just because they're naive, maybe. They're innocent, which is a good thing. But again, I think they need parents who can guide them through those things and maybe shelter them from some of those things until they're ready. But it's just a constant, constant thing, which is wearisome.
Have you guys like agonized over your kids' worldviews?
No, I haven't. Because I assume, really, and I've already seen it happen, I see their worldview becoming, I see my worldview becoming their worldview, even sometimes ridiculously so, because they don't know why. You know, they're like, you know, when you see your son wearing his Make America Great hat again, and he's only 11, you know, and he wants to wear it, but he doesn't know why. He just knows, you know, whatever. So why do you agonize over that, Scott?
Not so much. I'm impressed with how well my kids have figured that stuff out. Like, they're pretty sharp, so I'm...
Yeah, but is it because they figured it out or because they saw it modeled, you know?
A little...
Or both?
Well, and we've run them through the rigors of some of those worldview classes, you know, where they purposely... They went through and examined all this stuff critically to say, okay, this is what's going on when you hear this in the news or whatever, you know, they know how to interpret it.
Right.
So that's been a helpful thing. I'm impressed sometimes, but then I see that's them cool. Do stupid things and I'm, you know.
That's the hard thing, you know, because sometimes I know some parents, they really push some of those maybe extreme worldviews. Like, you know, back in the day, it was the stem cell research and I never talked to anybody about stem cell research. That didn't really involve my life. But sometimes it gets a little harder when it's about choosing the right thing when you're in the Walmart, you know, whether to respond nicely or not respond nicely. Yeah. Those are the things that I really, 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 really care about, but I don't agonize over it because I just assume that since I've been training them all these years, they will do those things. But I'll tell you, if we, and you know, again, I'm not saying dads, if you don't homeschool, you should homeschool. But I'm saying if your kids are surrounded by lots of other kids, it's a lot harder. Your job's a lot harder because they're just being inundated. I just saw an article today that it was on at Walt Disney that they're talking about their theme parks and how they're going to make them. They've always had these, they said four C's, and I can't tell you what they are, but it was like character and something. Now they're including inclusion. They're adding a fifth one. And, you know, to a lot of Christians, and because I see their post Christian kids who are maybe in college level, millennials, they're singing the same song. And I don't believe it's what God would have them sing. So
I tell you, but we were with my daughter and her fiance, and my brother-in-law and his wife came down from where they live up north to Columbus this weekend. So we were all together hanging out, and I was talking to my brother-in-law's wife. I guess she's technically a sister-in-law. I don't know how that really works.
She is.
But anyway, she's not.
It's
the
not
one
that complicated. Us, got, anyway. She is your sister-in-law.
Okay.
I think. Well, unless it's your brother-in-law. Yeah, your brother-in-law.
It's my wife's brother, and then he's his wife.
Oh, okay. Who's your sister?
Your wife's involved.
My wife's brother.
So he's my brother-in-law, and she's his wife.
And she's your sister-in-law.
Okay, good enough.
I guess that I didn't realize how complicated that was.
Anyway, just call her sister-in-law. Okay. And they were kind of worried because they're one daughter. I mean, they're pretty sheltered in their little area. It's kind of like where you live. They don't see much of the world. But their daughter wants to go to Ohio State, and that's where William goes for law school now. And like we've experienced state universities and such. It's like, as William described it, it's basically hell. In terms of the values and stuff that are there. At one point I was like, cause she was talking about like worried about letting her watch certain movies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then talking about this wanting to go to college. And I'm like, you know what? Just let her watch the movies and skip the college. Like, that was my advice. I'm like, I think you're okay. Just, you know, you can watch Beverly Hills Cop, but don't go to college. You'll be fine.
There you go.
Anyway, that's my advice.
In a nutshell, there it is. And you know, there's a lot of truth in that. Some not truth in that, but there is a lot of truth in that.
Well, the worldviews they're pushing at college now, you know, that's disturbing. And we've seen so many kids that, like, you know, were model Christian kids go off to college and then they just throw it all out the window. And it's just like, what happened, man?
Bizarre. Talk about heartbreak.
Yeah.
You know, that makes my little things feel like nothing.
Yeah.
But really, is it? I mean, I'm just talking. Is it worth it? Is it worth that?
$80,000 to see your kid throw away everything you believed in?
Yeah. But I know there's a lot of pressure on a lot of parents, and they're like, they, you know, some of us can't even think any differently because that's just an expectation, and that's what we're going to do, and that's the goal. And I don't know. I just don't know if it's worth it. And I don't know when, maybe there's a point that we say, you know what, we need to be stopped doing this or stop doing this. So anyway,
save this conversation for next week.
That would be a good conversation sometime. Hey, we're out of time. I'm going to pray real quick for Howard and his family. So let's pray. Father, we just pray for Howard and his family as they may be listening. I pray that you would just heal their bodies and let them rest. And we pray that you would protect them. Protect anybody maybe they've exposed others to. And Father, we just pray for our world that through all this, many would turn to you. And we pray for all the dads, because I know they're going through hard times and it's not easy. I pray that we would not grow weary, that we would not give up, we would not throw in the towel, we would continue to reel in, set rules, keep talking, ask forgiveness. And we would just keep doing it till the very end. But we need your strength. And we pray it all in your name. Amen. Well, Dad, I'm not even going to say anything more except you to Dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson.
If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.